WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden visiting Selma, Alabama Sunday to mark the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the day in 1965 when civil rights demonstrators marched on Selma and were beaten and tear-gassed by authorities.
On this bridge of her beloved Selma, they were called to the altar of democracy. Unsure of their fate, but certain of the cause was righteous.
The march helped galvanize the public and pave the way for the passage of the Voting Rights Act. Ohio's EPA chief Ann Vogel says a second freight train derailment in the state does not appear to pose a threat to nearby residents.
There was no release of any chemical or any hazardous material to the soil, to the air, to the water. We were, of course, tracking that closely.
The train, which also was operated by Norfolk Southern, derailed in Springfield, Ohio. Norfolk Southern also operated the train that derailed in East Palestine, Ohio last month that led to the release of toxic chemicals. This is ABC News. Charges have been filed against a station manager blamed for causing a deadly train collision in Greece that killed 57 people. ABC's Lama Hassan says the public, though, is casting a wider net of blame.
Many in Greece point the finger at the government for lack of funding and out-of-date equipment. The Greek prime minister releasing a statement asking for forgiveness, saying, "We cannot, we do not want to, and we must not hide behind the human error." And a candlelit vigil for the victims in the town of Larissa, where the collision took place.
The station manager is alleged to have directed the two trains traveling in opposite directions onto the same track. More than two dozen students at the University of Massachusetts Amherst campus were hospitalized for possible alcohol poisoning after a pre-St. Patrick's Day celebration. The celebration attracts hundreds of students, and ABC affiliate WCVB reports many students were seen carrying plastic containers called Borgs, or blackout rage gallons, a mix of alcohol, electrolytes, and water. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Heavy with Essential Last Crack. Two from Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Icicle, Bullet Train before that. Both of them off of the Uprising CD that was released back in 2019, their latest album. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is off tonight. Had to take off early to take care of, who knows, Rocker stuff. You know, we got quite the lineup here on Max Inc. Heavy coming up in the month of March. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have two interviews scheduled. One with Carbellion. You heard the news. They're playing at the Max Inc. Bomb Blastica on April 15th. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are going to visit Max Inc. Radio next week, too. They've got that brand new album, The Riff Elephant, and their CD release show coming up very soon as well. So next week, definitely want to tune into that. Rogue Rat, they have a brand new CD coming out. They're going to be on the show on the 25th. If you would like to be on Max Inc. Heavy, by all means, shoot us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear what you have going on. Send us your music. We'll get it on the air for you. Tell us where you're playing your shows. It's just that easy. Tunes on the way. We're going to get a little punky this hour. We got some 4 Asper Morning, the Takeaways. We'll do the Brash Menagerie. We'll get that Rogue Rat in the playlist, too. These guys are brand new to Madison. Their new CD will be coming out shortly. It's called Turn to Stone. Looks Can Kill is the name of the band. They got a couple shows coming up, too. They'll be in Neenah, Wisconsin at Cranky Pat's on April 29th, down in Harvard, Illinois on May 6th. June 3rd, they'll be over at Milwaukee at Hempfest. And then on July 22nd, they'll be back in Madison playing Snortfest at the Crucible. Check this out. Brand new rock and roll for Madison is called Looks Can Kill, Can't Change on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can change color.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Dig a Hole. That's for Aspen Morning on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That's from 2013. Cash Poor Liquor Rich was the name of that album. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, to Takeaways and their latest one, End Up Here. They're going to have a show Saturday, April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot and Something to Do. That's going to be a fun show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Metal Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have great beer because they make beer right there. Really good menu. And they're going to have some live music and outdoor seating as soon as the weather gets nice. Check them out online, fullmetalbeercompany.com. Also by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Check their shows out. And if you're in a band, if you want to play there, dude, that's a great place to play. TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv. Music on the way from Rogue Rat. We'll do some Bad Ear and the Brash Menagerie. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden visiting Selma, Alabama Sunday to mark the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the day in 1965 when civil rights demonstrators marched on Selma and were beaten and tear-gassed by authorities.
On this bridge of her beloved Selma, they were called to the altar of democracy. Unsure of their fate, but certain of the cause was righteous.
The march helped galvanize the public and paved the way for the passage of the Voting Rights Act. Ohio's EPA chief Ann Vogel says a second freight train derailment in the state does not appear to pose a threat to nearby residents.
There was no release of any chemical or any hazardous material to the soil, to the air, to the water. We were, of course, tracking that closely.
The train, which also was operated by Norfolk Southern, derailed in Springfield, Ohio. Norfolk Southern also operated the train that derailed in East Palestine, Ohio last month that led to the release of toxic chemicals. This is ABC News.
Ha-ha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Underground, Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. And the clock needs midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied. Hearts again. I'm tired on this floor.
Heavy with Bad Year and Charcoal Black. That's off their latest album. They're going to be in Chicago on March 17th at G-Man's Tavern. And then they're going to be in Madison at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater. April 7th is the date for that show. That's going to be a pretty cool show at the Majestic. Still tunes on the way from Mescalis. We'll do some 94 Distortion and some Seasides. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we got a packed show next week. Let me just pull up the calendar here. So next week on Maxime Carino, check this out. Chad Woodhall from Forward Coffee here in Madison, he's going to stop in and tell us about all the good coffee. Hopefully we'll have a coffee maker or a press or something like that here in the studio. We can have some coffee next Saturday night. That'd be fun. We're going to launch a new segment called the Local Venue Spotlight next week. Look for that. Terry Barr is going to sit down and have an interview with Irene Keegan Jr. Kelsey Miles is going to be live in the Devil's Lair. And then here on Max Inc. Heavy, Carbellion and the Faith Hills Have Eyes. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us to get all the information about podcasts from the previous shows. All right, let's get into some classic punk here. Some Bacardi Type 35. What is this, like 100 years old or something like that? I don't know. It's great stuff. Wendy's doing a solo show sometime in Madison. I don't have the details in front of that, but maybe check that out. Probably at Mickey's. Bacardi Type 35 and Trish Dresser. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We are the
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
When it's raining cats and dogs,
your business can rain profits.
Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.